Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, April 9th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 59 years ago, today in 1965, the Astrodome hosted its first baseball game and revolutionized stadiums as the world's first domed and air-conditioned indoor venue. Home to the Houston Astros and Houston Oilers, it featured groundbreaking elements like AstroTurf. Despite its historical significance, its future is uncertain since it was last used in 2009. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's sunny and feels like 44 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:19 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:10. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny opening day at Fenway Park with a high near 56 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 40. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 12:30 p.m. with a low tide at 6:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 46 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect cloudy skies and a chance of showers Wednesday through Friday with highs in the 50s and breezy conditions. Friday will be the warmest and windiest day with gusts up to 40 mile per hour. Saturday turns partly sunny and breezy with a high near 57. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Theo Epstein has returned to the Red Sox as a senior advisor to Fenway Sports Group and part owner, albeit in a part-time, remote capacity from his Connecticut home. This role marks a shift from his intensive full-time engagement as Boston's general manager from 2003 to 2011. Epstein's focus is currently on the 20th anniversary of the 2004 championship team he built, which famously ended the curse of the Bambino. In his new advisory position, Epstein will leverage his broad and sports management experience to contribute to the Red Sox and other Fenway Sports Group properties. He aims to reintegrate effective communication and processes within the Red Sox, drawing from his varied experiences, including his time in Chicago, focusing on sports-only private equity. Epstein expresses optimism about the Red Sox's strong start to the season and the potential for an effective pitching rotation under the guidance of Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow. Personally, I think Epstein is back to help the Fenway Sports Group sell the Boston Red Sox for top dollar, something just about everyone in Boston is totally in favor of. Now on to sports. Gerrit Cole, the New York Yankees ace, expressed his frustration with the recent discourse on the increase in pitcher injuries, particularly those related to the elbow. Returning from nerve inflammation in his elbow, Cole is disheartened by the lack of cooperation between Major League Baseball and the Players Association in addressing this surge. He criticized the quick dismissal of concerns regarding the pitch clock's impact on injuries. And he's suggesting a more comprehensive examination of various factors affecting pitcher health, including changes in game rules, training protocols, and the push for more velocity and spin without the help of sticky foreign substances. Cole calls for a unified effort to prioritize and safeguard player health amidst a significant uptick in arm injuries across the league. In local sports, tonight, the Celtics are on the road in Milwaukee to take on the Bucks, and the Bruins are at home to skate with the Hurricanes. It's finally here. This afternoon, it's the Sox home opener against the Orioles. Pre-game ceremonies start just after 2, when they will honor the late Tin Wakefield and the 20th anniversary of the 2004 World Series. It's going to be a great day to be at the ballpark, with bittersweet moments for sure. But let's not be sad for the loss of our friend, the great knuckleballer Mr. Wakefield. Let's cherish the memories and say thank you to a great competitor for giving us so many amazing moments, which will live in the spirit of Fenway Park for all time. Thank you, Tim. In top news, hang on to your hats, folks, because we're treading into some uncharted territory for the podcast. We've got some social media gossip for you, so pay close attention. Recently, a scandal erupted on TikTok when young mother Ashley McGuire sought help to find her missing husband, Chef Charles Withers, via a Facebook post. McGuire, pregnant at the time, revealed Withers had vanished, leaving his family behind. Her aim was to find him for divorce proceedings. This sparked a global TikTok investigation, with users delving into Withers' whereabouts, generating significant attention. Withers, last employed at the now-closed Sea Salt Bar and Grill in Falmouth, Massachusetts, has not been in contact with his family for over a year. The search on TikTok extended from Rhode Island to Texas, with varied leads and potential sightings shared by users. This story has all the makings for a continuing drama to unfold in the coming weeks, I'm sure. Don't worry, we'll keep you in the know. In business news, the U.S. Commerce Department just announced a $6.6 billion subsidy for Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing in Arizona, aimed at bolstering advanced semiconductor production. The company, TSMC, plans to expand its investment in Arizona to $65 billion, including the addition of a third manufacturing location by 2030. This move is part of a broader strategy to enhance the U.S. semiconductor industry, supported by the CHIPS and Science Act, which allocates significant funds for research and manufacturing subsidies. TSMC's expansion will focus on producing 2-nanometer tech chips, crucial for artificial intelligence and national security technologies. The initiative is expected to create thousands of jobs and significantly increase U.S. capacity for leading-edge chip manufacturing, reinforcing the country's competitive edge in the global digital economy. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now just over $71,000. Ethereum is at $3,700. And Solana is $177. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Starting in your 40s, making healthy lifestyle choices becomes crucial to combating dementia and cognitive decline later in life. Researchers emphasize the importance of regular exercise, adequate sleep, and engaging in activities that stimulate your brain. These steps not only maintain cognitive function, but also support heart health, which is closely linked to brain health. Conditions like diabetes, high blood pressure, and obesity, if managed properly, can further reduce the risk of dementia. Social and mental engagement, alongside a nutritious diet and physical activity, are key components for sustaining brain health as you age. And in entertainment news. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new bingeable show on Netflix, and I can personally confirm it's a good one. The Gentleman, Guy Ritchie's latest hit series, has taken Netflix by storm, amassing 44 million views in just a few weeks. Netflix is already in discussions for a second season, eager to reunite the star-studded cast, including Theo James from White Lotus, Kaya Scodelario, and Ray Winstone. Although there are challenges, such as scheduling conflicts and securing Ritchie for the sequel, the platform is optimistic given this show's success. This series, a fresh take on Ritchie's 2019 film, delves into the British underworld with a new cast and has quickly become one of Netflix's biggest hits of the year. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the great filmmaker Guy Ritchie.
If you don't own something, you're not the boss. You have to take full responsibility for everything that you do. Why be subservient? You must be the master of your own kingdom. You have to take possession of your life. There's a world out there trying to tell you who you are, and there's a world in here that's trying to tell you who you are. Now, where do you want to put your eggs? Because the world outside is very noisy and very tempting, and has all the razzmatazz, has all the tinsel and all the glitter. It's got all the toys. But that's because you don't think you're enough in the first place. So the world will try and tell you who you are, and you have to tell yourself who you are. And there's this ongoing battle. And somehow, there needs to be a reconciliation between the two. But in the end, you've got to have all the eggs in your basket.
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.